get married. Start a family. That's still in the future, girl. Just you wait and see. Let's live for the moment while the stars are high above. 'Cause tonight I'm so in love.
Tonight, I'm So In Love. You know, they're the group that had There's a Moon Out Tonight, kind of a one-hit wonder for them. This one didn't chart, but real good sound by them, and I've always enjoyed playing that song. Real good doo-wop sound. Hey, welcome into the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we've got lots of music to play coming up, all styles of music, all kinds. So let's get started again. We've got Jimmy Charles going to get us started, Shirley and Lee, and then BTO, Bachman Turner Overdrive. So here we go right now, and Jimmy Charles and A Million to One.
A million to one, that's what our folks think about this love. Everything that our love
hug you. Come let me kiss you. Come let me see you. What I've been missing feels so good now that you're home. Come let me see what I've been missing. Feel so good now that you're home.
She said I had it coming to me.
Bachman Turner Overdrive, BTO. You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. 1974, number one hit on the pop charts for them. Group out of Canada. Randy Bachman being in that group. Used to be, he was a member of the group called Guess Who. And then left and then later formed this group. And had lots and lots of hits with the guys. Before that, Feel So Good, Shirley and Lee. Don't get that confused with I Feel Good. This song here, Feel So Good, didn't chart on the pop charts, but it was number two on the R&B charts in 1955. And the song I Feel Good was number 38 on the pop charts, and it came out a year later. But this was Feel So Good, 1955, New Orleans, Louisiana group. And they were once billed as the Sweethearts of the Blues. So they did a lot of good stuff. I always enjoyed listening to them sing. Million to One, Jimmy Charles, 1960, number five hit on the pop charts, went up to number eight on the R&B. Guy that was born in 1942, so he's only 16 when he won an amateur contest at the Apollo in New York, and in 1958, and then did this a couple years later. So one of those teenage singers at that time. All right, we got Chris Kenner going to get us started, and then the Drifters, and then Linda and the Epics. Real fun song. I like to listen to that one. So here we go right now. We're going to do a little dancing with Chris Kenner and a song called Land of a Thousand Dances.
Churunda, I'll send you.
Where will you send me?
I'm going to send you to that land, the land of a thousand dances. Got to know how to burn it, and burn it wrongly. You gotta know how to twist, go like this. That's the danger. You know how to gator, twist, twister, like your sister. Then you get to eat. Then you do the fist, slow, slow twist. Then you do the roll, continental zone roll. Then you do the tango, takes two to tango.
When I hold your charms, you're mine, you are so divine, my adorable. excitable. When kissed once or twice, and soon you'll be mine alone. You adorable one,
baby.
You must have come from heaven because you thrill me so. My heaven starts at seven sharp. You start my heart. To go
above,
so clean, so nice, you're excitable. When kissed once or twice, and soon you'll be mine alone. You adorable one,
baby.
Epics, 1959, Gonna Be Love, the name of the song, didn't chart. Hopefully it got some airplay on the West Coast, which is where it came from on the Blue Moon label. But I would imagine she could sing with the best of them out there. Linda Roth was her name. But I heard that song many, many years ago on an internet radio station and have been listening to it ever since. It's a kind of hard record to find. It's worth a couple hundred dollars if you can find a copy of it, original copies. So. But maybe you can come across that. That's a good sound. Linda and the Epics. The Drifters before that, Adorable, 1955, number one on the R&B charts. Didn't make it on the pop charts, but a real good song by them. Always enjoyed that song by those guys, the early Drifters. Chris Kenner, Land of a Thousand Dances, 1963. Guy from Louisiana, that song went up to number 77 on the pop charts. And, again, just one of those fun songs to listen to. It got more airplay than that around here. Being out of Louisiana, you know, Birmingham was able to hear a lot of Louisiana records, and a lot of them didn't get out of the South too much, but we got to hear them, so that's really good. Okay, we've got a little country going to get us started with John Schneider, and then Glenn Wells, and then Al Green. So we've got John Schneider right now doing a song called What's a Memory Like You Doing in a Love Like This?
You know you shouldn't be here. What am I supposed to do? Don't you know I've found a new love? And I'm trying to be true. Didn't you say we were over? Why do you keep hanging on? You're no longer welcome. Can't you just leave us alone? What's a memory like you doing in a love like this? She thinks we're all through, but that's not the way it is. When I hold her in my arms, it's your lips I still kiss. What's a memory like you doing in a love like this? Don't you know it would hurt her to find you here with me? Why make me remember the way we used to be? Can't you see that she can love me the way you never could? And I really want to love her. Any time you left for good, what's a memory like you doing in a love like this? She thinks we're all through, but that's not the way it is. When I hold her in my arms, it's your lips I still kiss. What's a memory like you doing in a love like this? What's a memory like you doing in a love like this?
Wrong. Think about the one day that you could die. When you're feeling sad and blue, and you got no one to turn to, think about the one day that you could die. Think about the one who's hurt you, broken too. Think about the one who'll always be in love with you. When you start to turn inside and you wish that you could die, think about the one who's hurt you.
nobody but you, baby. Sometime I wonder if you love me like you say you do. You see, baby, I've been thinking about it, yeah. And I've been wanting to get next to you, baby. You see, sometime I fool my arms, I say,
Being Alone, Al Green, 1971, number 11 on the pop charts, number 7 on the R&B. It was also on the Rolling Stones 500 Best Songs of All Time, a song number 299, and a guy that came out of Arkansas, and he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame himself in 1995 for all the good stuff that he did. Al Green. Glenn Wells before that, The One You Put Down. I'm not sure about this one. I know it's early 60s, but I'm not sure about the label or anything. I've got it on off a CD a friend of mine gave me many, many years ago with some Tina songs on it. And so I don't know much about this. I know there's a Glenn Wells that's listed in the record guidebook, but this song is not listed. So I just still trying to find out more about it, but I've always enjoyed listening to it. So. And before that, John Schneider, also known as Bo Duke from the Dukes of Hazzard on TV. This is a song called What's a Memory Like You Doing a Love Like This? Number one country hit for him in 1985. Okay, let's see. We got gonna get a little psychedelic, little hard rock coming up, a little Cream. And then we got Irma Thomas and then Bo Diddley. So let's do right now a little Cream and Sunshine of Your Love.
I'll soon be with you, my love. Give you my dull surprise.
I'll be with you, darling, soon. I'll be with you when the stars start falling.
I've been waiting so long to be where I'm going, in the sunshine of your love. I'm with you, my love, the light shining through on you.
Yes, I'm with you, my love. It's the morning.
To be where I'm going in the the morning and just we two.
I'll stay with you, darling, now. I'll stay with you till my seas are dried up. I've been waiting so long.
I've been
take a look at this heart. It's the one I'm gonna use to love you. Take a look at these arms. They're the arms I'm gonna use to hug you. Look at these eyes. These are the eyes that will haunt you. She's the girl that I want you. Take a look at my feet. They're gonna walk up to your door. Take a look at this hand, take a look at this hip. It's gonna knock like never before. Look at these lips. They're gonna kiss you. I'm the girl that I want you. It's the one I'm gonna use to love you. Take a look at these arms, take a look at these arms. They're the arms I'm gonna use to hug you. Look at these lips, they're gonna kiss you.
Bring it to the wrong.
You ain't treating me, mom.
Bring it to the wrong.
Like you used to do.
Bring it to the wrong.
Say,
bring it to the wrong. 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 Bring it to the wrong.
What's wrong with you? You
bring it to the wrong. Bring it to the wrong. Bring it to the wrong. All you pretty women, I bring it to you.
home. You don't have to worry, I won't do you no wrong. Bring it on home, bring it to the wrong. Bring it on home, bring it to the wrong. Looky here, pretty baby, this mess I won't stand. All the other women, I say you got another man. Bring it on home, bring it to the wrong. Bring it on home, bring it to the wrong.
Bo Diddley and Bring It to Jerome, 1958. That's an LP cut off his LP called Bo Diddley. That's Jerome Green playing maracas and singing little background vocals there along with Bo. So he did that on a few of his songs over the years. Jerome Green would do a little answer song to him or background to him. But Bring It to Jerome, 1958, real good sound. Irma Thomas, speaking of good sound, take a look. 1965, song that didn't get a lot of airplay. It only made it to a number 118 on the national charts, but good hit in the southeast Louisiana area. So she's known as the soul queen of New Orleans, and I really love her stuff. Irma Thomas. Cream before that, 1968, number 5 hit on the pop charts. Eric Clapton, Ginger Baker, and Jack Bruce, and they were the cream of the crop at the time, and did some great, great songs. They were put into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1993. And that song, Sunshine of Your Love, is a song picked by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to be in their top 500 songs. And then Rolling Stones, in their top 500 songs, has this as the number 65 song on their list. So well-deserved kudos to Cream and Sunshine of Your Love. All right, let's keep going. We've got a song coming out of England. Speaking of the English group, Cream, we got the Mercies going to get us started with a song that didn't chart, but real good sound by them. Raymond Lewis, another New Orleans artist coming in, and then a little country again, Merle Haggard. So let's go right now with the Mercies and a song called Sorrow.
Something tells me you're the devil's daughter. Someday when things are good, I'm gonna leave you. I can't seem to go when things are bad. I'll be one more love that you can dream about, and one more man that you can say you had. You'll always be the kind to dream of yesterday, and a way of life I never understood. And someday soon I'll be just one more memory, and you call my name when things are not so good. Someday when things are good, I'm gonna leave. I can't seem to go when things are bad. I'll be one more love that you can dream about, and one more man that you can say
Someday when things are good. Number one country hit for him in 1984. Didn't make the pop charts, but number one on the country charts. And sitting around playing music, you always got to do a little Merle Haggard every now and then. So that was a good one by him. Someday when things are good. Raymond Lewis before that. I'm going to put some hurt on you. Didn't chart nationally. Charted kind of around New Orleans area and probably worked its way. I know it got airplay here in Birmingham. I remember hearing it. And 1962. So it probably charted here in Birmingham, but not nationally. So, but a guy came out of New Orleans and had quite a few hits over the years, especially in that area. And then the Merseys before that, 1966, a song called Sorrel. That was an original song done by the McCoys here in America. You know, they did the song Hang On Sloopy, had a big hit. And then they had another hit called Fever. And you flip that side over and you got this song, Sorrel, by the McCoys. And then the Merseys heard it and took it and made a hit out of it in England. It didn't chart over here, but in England, the Merseys version of it went up to number four on their charts in 1966. And I like both versions. And but I tell you what, my favorite version of that is done by David Bowie. He did an album in 73 called Pinups, and he did this song. He chose some songs that he liked. That's why they're called Pinups. And he did some cover versions of songs and did a real good job with this. So, oh, by the way, on that song by the Merseys, supposedly Jimmy Page and John Paul Jones of Led Zeppelin's on that. Of course, 1966, that'd be a couple of years before they got with Led Zeppelin, but supposedly Page is playing a little guitar and John Paul Jones is doing a little bass. So, but don't know, you hear all kind of stories, but that's what they say. So, of course, they say makes fools of us all. But anyway, real good sound by them. Okay, let's go. Let's see. We got our double play of the day coming up. We got Ronnie Dove going to get us started, and then we're going to play two today by Joe Cocker, another English guy. So here we go right now, though, Ronnie Dove and a song called Right or Wrong.
Right or wrong, I'll be with you. Me too. I believe that I belong.
I believe that I belong
by your side, right or wrong.
Bathroom window, at the bar, super smooth.
Give me a ticket for an airplane. I ain't got time to take no fast train. Oh, the lonely days are gone. I'm coming home. Well, my baby, she wrote me a letter. I don't care how much I've got to spare. I'm gonna find my way back home again. Oh, the lonely days are gone. I'm coming home. Well, my baby, she wrote me a letter. My way back home again. Oh, the lonely days are gone. I'm coming home. Oh, baby, wrote me a letter.
That is Joe Cocker. Went up to number 7 for him on the pop charts. The Letter, a song that was originally done by the Box Tops up in Memphis, Tennessee, and a big hit for them. And but Joe did it. They were rehearsing for a tour coming up. Leon Russell and the gang that was with him that did the touring at the time, and they decided to record this song while they were rehearsing one day, and they let it release. And it was his first top 10 song on the pop charts. He had a couple of songs that blow the top 40 area, but this one went up to number 7. So, of course, he's from England. He made his big appearance in Woodstock in 1969 and kind of stole the show. He did a great, great job there. And I look at him and I wonder, why is he not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? He should be there, I do believe. And before that, another Joe Cocker being our double play of the day. She Came In Through the Bathroom Window, a Lennon McCartney song. That came out in 1969, went to number 30 on the pop charts for him. And I like it playing that one. That's a good job he did for that one. So, Joe Cocker, our double play of the day. And to get us started, that set was Ronnie Dove with a song, Wanda Jackson composition, Right or Wrong. And that Ronnie did it in 1964. Went up to number 14 on the pop charts and did a real good job there. Okay, let's get two more in before we have to get out of here. Let's start off with Chuck Berry, then A Moon Glows. And let's do Roll Over Beethoven, Chuck Berry.
Well, I'm gonna write a little letter, I'm gonna mail it to my local DJ. Yeah, it's a jumping little record I want my jockey to play. Roll over Beethoven, I gotta hear it again today. You know my temperature rising, the jukebox blowing a fuse. My heart beating rhythm and my soul keep a singing the blues. Roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news. I got the rocking pneumonia, I need a shot of rhythm and blues. I caught the rolling off the writer sitting down at a rhythm review. I roll over Beethoven, they're rocking in two by two. Well, if you feel it and like it, go get your lover, then reel and rock it. Roll it over, then move on up just a trifle further, then reel and rock with. Run another, roll over Beethoven, dig these rhythm and blues. Nothing to lose. Roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news. You know she wiggle like a glowworm, dance like a spinning top. She got a crazy partner, you ought to see him reel and rock. Long as she got a dime, the music won't never stop. Roll over Beethoven, roll over Beethoven.
Anything for you,
bottle,
please.
Moon Glow, Sincerely, 1955, number one on the R&B charts, went up to number 20 on the pop charts. Real nice sound by them, a song that has been chosen by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to be in their top 500 songs that shaped rock and roll. So one of the songs there. So and of course the Moonglows are also inducted themselves as a group in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They were inducted in the year 2000. And that was Bobby Lester doing the lead on that one. Later on, you'd have the Harvey Fuqua would come in and do the lead. But that was Bobby Lester and did a real good job on it. 1955, Moon Glow, Sincerely. Chuck Berry, Roll Over Beethoven. 1956, number 29 on the pop charts, number 2 on the R&B charts. And Chuck's also in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In fact, he was in the very first class inducted in 1986, along with Elvis and James Brown and Buddy Holly and Jerry Lee Lewis and so many other big names. But Chuck's right there with them. And this song here, Roll Over Beethoven, is one of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame songs also. And it's also number 97 on the Rolling Stones top 500 songs of all time. So very, very good songs right there. Okay, we got to go. Thanks for listening. Hope you come back and pick play some more tunes with us and just have some fun. If you got anything you want to hear, just leave us a note there on the website, and we'll see if we can find it and put it on for you. So, but we're going to get out of here. We always play an instrumental. We got Johnny and the Hurricanes going to get us out of here with a 1959 song called Crossfire. A group came out of Toledo, Ohio, and this is their first pop hit. It went up to number 23 on the pop charts for them that year in 1959. So thanks for listening. We got to get out of here. Johnny and the Hurricanes and Crossfire. And we'll catch you next time on BRC Radio.